Good evening, everyone. Good evening. You've tuned into Radiance by Design, because that's what you and I can learn to do. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm an intuitive and work with a wonderful group of guides and angels, and I work with you. This is a show that's actually about you. I love it when you call in, and what we're talking about is moving old programs, moving old attitudes, old reactions that you've taken on, maybe the way the world is right now or the way it used to be or something, that actually limits your ability to create your reality. And, you know, we're supposed to be in the middle of the big shift, and I'm kind of counting on it moving us out of the grips of the oligarchy. What do you think of that? And I think one of the things that we can lean back on during the shift, because my guides are always saying this, that the shift is up to you and the shift is up to me. It's about dropping inside and really letting go of a lot of things we're holding on to. And as you let go of them, or at least you become conscious of them, your radiance does pop up. And when it pops up, we radiate out there, hey, I'm changing, I'm growing, I'm moving and grooving. And guess what? We are a contagious kind of species, and that's something that you pass on and other people pick up on. So I can't say, this is my politics, you see. I don't pay too much attention to, in quotes, real politics, for obvious reasons. A lot of us don't these days, I think. But in any case, how I understand the radiating thing, the passing on a higher consciousness, passing on that option to change and not be stuck in our lineage, stuck in our past, stuck in our fears and so on, that is a really, really very strong statement to make in the world. One of the things I'd love to talk about tonight, and of course I'll talk about anything you bring up when you call in, I like to talk about becoming authentic, which is also a part of Radiance by Design, because the truer you are to your own soul path, the truer you are to yourself, because it is all about me, it is all about you, isn't it? The truer you are to yourself, the more your radiance can pick up speed, and consciously, you're a contributor, even when you just walk in a room. Does that make sense? So let's start off our show tonight with something I love us all to share, which is a sacred geometric meditation. And as I've said before, one of the things I think is really important, talking about Radiance by Design, this is group work. When you meditate together, and this includes wherever you are in this country or anywhere in the globe, because this is global radio, right? When we meditate together, we actually entrain to one another. And in the sacred geometrics, we're lifting our frequencies and our resonance all together. So we're just taking a little light and passing it on. So join me in this one as we do some manifestation. And remember, tonight I want to talk about becoming authentic, becoming a real star in your own world and really enjoying the journey that you chose to be on when you came into this life and the journey that you chose to share with a lot of other people during this time of the shift. Then afterwards, I hope you're going to call in and tell me what's going on in your life. We're going to find out where you're from. I've been doing a little side here. I've been doing online oneness meditations. We're talking about resonance and radiance. You go in at a certain time, you get these little flyers that are mailed, and they tell you who's radiating at a very high consciousness level at which time you turn it on in your computer. And oh my goodness, even my grandson felt really blasted by it today. And whilst you're doing that, sitting there kind of in this, not shower, but in this radiance of very high frequency coming from various of these meditators, and there's more of them getting this light around the world. They come from Uruguay, Brazil, China, Japan, all over the world, even the UK and here in the US and so on. And then besides the picture where you're watching this person who's in a state of, I guess, ecstasy or bliss or something, who's meditating, beside that, there's this little commentary list. And these, in the moment, people are commenting on this, like, wow, this is wonderful, or I really feel the love, or I haven't seen a complaint yet. It's pretty hard to complain when you're kind of blasted like that. But it's so fascinating, because all of these people are from all over. Hi, this is so-and-so from Stockholm. Hi, this is so-and-so from London. Hi, this is so-and-so from China. And all over the world, and these little comments keep rolling up the side of the computer screen. I love that. So when you call in tonight, I want to know where you are, okay? All right, let's everybody close your eyes. Unless you're riding your unicycle, as I said before, or you're walking down the side of a cliff or something. A couple of deep breaths. Good. I'll try to picture this. It's calling above your head about 2 miles. Call in a golden ball. Bright, bright, clear gold. Remember, gold's very high frequency. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And then drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball through your spine into the lower golden ball. You're kind of on a spit there, aren't you? And now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a four-sided gold pyramid. And it can be out about 40 or 60 feet from your waist. We don't measure these, you know. And then upside down, another golden pyramid, and its point goes into the lower golden ball. And the bases, they meet point to point. So you've got yourself an eight-sided figure called an octahedron. See if you can feel what that feels like to be in your octahedron. And now inside of your octahedron, create a crystal ball. And then inside of that, see yourself in a star tetrahedron, which is kind of like a star of David, only it's three-dimensional. Or for those of you who know about the Merkaba or the Merkaba, it's like that. And have yourself inside your Merkaba. And now spin and spin and spin. A lot of us really feel dizzy when we do that. It's just wonderful. So spin and spin and spin, and as you do, we see a magical screen in front of us, and on that screen, we're going to create a series of movies. These are manifestation movies, and they're good for healing, good for creating your reality, good for really discovering more about the authentic nature that you are. We're wonderful beings if we'd only just discover that, eh? Now, the first screen is about you becoming what you really dream to become. I like to say I want to become consciously multidimensional and coming from my heart. And I want it to be fun. What do you want? You don't have to want what I want. I'd love to hear it. So see yourself on that screen becoming that which you have decided you want to become. Good. And as you see yourself becoming more and more of that, you find yourself really enjoying it, don't you? Proud of yourself. Wrap it in light and move it over to the left. Or the right. Choose. And then the second screen. On the second screen, create the project that you want to do. Now remember, I wanted to do a TV show. I've kind of moderated that now. What I'd like to do is do online television. And it's going to be probably on my website. That's what I'm seeing right now. Plus a million other things I want to do. What do you want to do? Some people want home and family, want to create relationship, do a world tour. Doesn't matter. Want to write a book, paint a picture? See yourself, see all the pieces, all the resources coming for you to create whatever it is you want to design in your life. All the pieces, the money, the time, the inspiration come together. So it's very exciting when it all comes together. Then the next thing is you see all the resources, the money, the time, that it takes to sustain your project, whatever it is, and just see it flowing together. Mine's brightly colored today. That's a good sign. And then when you feel like it's really establishing itself, wrap it in light and move it to the side. And now let's open the Galactic Healing Center. Now remember, this is a healing table, a beautiful, beautiful, pristine, spectrally radiant table. And around it, your healing team stands. These are beings that work with you in the etheric. There's some people pull in beings who work with you in the physical. It doesn't matter. and see them standing around the healing table. And the first person to come in for healing is you, or me. This will start, it's all about me, right? And you lay on the table, and if you have an issue, you tell your team what it is you'd like to work on. Otherwise, they'll tell you. Good, and then see them, feel them working on you. Good. You can feel the energy building up. Okay, now ask if there's any special message for you. Okay, and then wrap that in light. Again, move it to the side. And your team is magical, so let them replicate themselves around a fresh healing table. And then you bring someone in. Who would you like to bring in? Okay. I have a friend who, I'm thinking of someone who's been very ill with colitis, very, very ill. In fact, she almost died or almost passed through a while back. And now she's gone back to work. And interestingly enough, and I don't mean to laugh at the situation, but it is kind of ironic. Interestingly enough, her job keeps getting super challenged. And I'm watching this. I think that the team could help her a great deal. My sense is perhaps in her transformation, because when you almost cross over, there's usually a huge amount of transformation going on in a person, isn't there? And I feel like it's not penetrated her job enough yet. So here she is on the table. Because remember, when a person is ill, the place in their body where they're ill, of course, is where is the file folder where you keep certain subjects, isn't it? There she is in the area of subconscious, karma, lineage. There you go. Teacher. And so they're working on her. Who are you working on this time? Because it's funny, I'm not sure. For example, if someone is, if the second chakra, for example, is absolutely reorganizing themselves, the chances of that person needing a different kind of job is pretty strong, especially if your job represents who you really are, and who you really are is in the throes of being recreated. So I'm watching her changing and changing, and they're just irradiating her. And they're just loving her. And then once it's gotten going, wrap it in light. That's right. And move it to the side so it can still keep perking away there. And now another person's come in. Again, the team replicates themselves around a fresh healing table. And somebody popped in. I almost forgot about her. She's been going through transformation for 10 years. It's a long time, bouncing from place to place. And I see her, and she has a lot of PTSD. So she's lying down on the table, and they're working on her, of course, head, her brain, and her stress level in her body. And they're doing a lot of interesting things, talking about kind of the collision between her will and her soul's journey. This seems to be what she's going through. And they're moving through her head, okay, and her belly area back to the home of the subconscious and karma, other people's influence. Good. Now we're just going to keep moving this out. Because if you're living in a reactive life, you're not really authentic, are you? You could say, well, these are really my reactions. But somewhere along the way, we're learning to release the reactions so we can be proactive in our world. It's a big job. It takes a lot of us a number of years before we get to that point. I mean, you still have to be an observational lot, eh? So let's wrap her in light because her energy fields are smoothing out. Yeah. One more time. We're going to wrap her in light and ask the healing team if they'll infuse her heart chakra with love, because with all the chaos, she doesn't really know if she loves herself. Got to love ourselves, guys. Big job. Somebody's got to do it. And now wrap that in light. Move it over to the side. And let's bring in the global economic system on our political one tonight. Do you think we've got a table big enough? Let's bring in a humongous table. And because this is all magic, you can be as big or small as you want. So we'll bring a humongous table, and we'll have this amazing network of beings who run the economic world right now. That's right. Now, it's really funny because it's got huge black lines in it for me. What do you see when you bring that in? There's a terrible stretching going on about who's running what and who trusts whom. And as soon as they come in, I feel these ropes pulling against various aspects of it. So let's call in, and the team is all around. Let's ask that the team, each team representative that we have, let's see the realms and realms of consciousness behind each one of them that go way out into the universe. Realms and realms and realms of consciousness. Excellent. Okay, now let's go back in. What they're doing is they're bringing in a kind of an ease, because what I was seeing at the beginning were these like black ropes. Everybody's hanging tight with whatever they consider to be their success or the power that they're using. Some of it's very black. Anyway, I won't go on and on about that. So let's call in some of the light. Let's call in some gold and pink and orange light. That kind of light that's radiant. There's so many new frequencies coming in and the downloads in the universe and so on. So it's very easy to imagine how accessible the transformative shifting energies are, or as the reconnection calls it, the light and information coming through. And let's have that light come down through the top of your head, down through your body, your heart, out your arms and into your hands. And I want you to hold the palms of your hands under however you perceive these beings that are running the global economic system. You put your hands under them, whether they're in groups or individuals, and radiate out that tremendously beautiful light, the light of harmony, light of transformation. Oops, they're throwing a lot of purple in there too, a little consciousness, huh? And keep pumping that light up through, passing the partisans, and all of that that rule. Oh, I see. It's funny because they're showing here's a big dark patch coming in from China, and here's a funny spiraling, terrible colored one from the U.S. So they're just showing all kinds of configurations, and don't worry about them. Just keep sending the light up through from the bottom right up to the top until it comes out through the top, or then it gets very immersed. Because it's very possible. Remember we were saying the shift is in all of our hands, isn't it? It's very, very possible to send out higher consciousness thoughts and radiances and so on, and really impact one another. That's what we're doing here. So let's just keep sending it through until it's just pulsing with that. And then bring that light, bring yourself back out of that situation, bring that light back up through our hands, or at least separate from the global economic thing, and wrap that in light and leave that for now. And now we're going to bring the light through again, and we're going to pat through our hands, we're going to pat all the areas on the planet that you can think of that need help, whether it's because of, because of animals or because of war or because of poverty or sickness. We all know that there's enough for everyone, and yet we're messing it up, aren't we? So let's take the light of harmony and have your hands pat the various places that you know are suffering terribly. Let's infuse the Congress as well with some harmonizing light in the Senate. The people behind the political figures. Places where people are sick and where it's too hot. Where they're selling off cattle because there's no water to feed them and support them. Keep infusing the light in all these different places that you can imagine are difficult. Good. And then have that light go round and round and round the planet. Round and round the planet. Creating an atmosphere is a really beautiful rising right off the planet. And have it come back up, round and round the planet, and then back into your own hands and up your arm, to your heart, swirling around in your heart and back up through your neck and through your head and out into the great central sun. Good. And now let's go and close off the Galactic Healing Center and have you jump into your star tetrahedron or your Merkaba and spin and spin and spin. Now come on back into the room. I hope to talk to you. How are you doing? Did you enjoy that? You feel a little bit more authentic? One of the things about being authentic that is really difficult is most of us, or many, many people, spend a number of their years not even knowing what that means. Like, what does it mean to be authentic? Any of you have questions like that? Why don't you call in? Are you going to make me talk all evening, or are you going to call in? Come on. 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. So let me just take a look around. I'm thinking of my friend I brought into the Galactic Healing Center who's been into transformation for about 10 years, and it's been really difficult for her. And we talk about being authentic, and I think that for people like her, many, many, many people are in a bit of a panic at a soul level because the soul really wants, we're here for our dharma, aren't we? We're here to put our, to contribute our wisdom or our gift. This is what I think anyway, learn to love ourselves and other people and contribute whatever it is that's innate within us that's our gift for our life this time. Very exciting stuff. So I look at my friend, or many of my friends, in fact, who are seeking help, and I see that her, in the panic that we have or the reactive force that we have because of things that have happened in our lives, like a PTSD or a childhood abuse or a huge loss and so on, instead of becoming more and more authentic. Some people just get very, very, like they've got their finger stuck in an electric socket and become more and more, I guess we would say panicky. And it's really an interesting thing. So let's just take a look at your body-mind. And usually that kind of panic resides in the head, in the brain. And also back to the belly. We seem to be talking a lot about the belly tonight, which houses the subconscious and very strong teaching influences, whether it's what you took on from your mom when you were in her womb, with the lineage that came through that way, or whether it's teachers who dominated authorities that maybe either put you down or built you up a little too high and you fell off your own pedestal. That could be too, eh? So let's take a look at our own body-mind and ask yourself to feel in your body. Yeah. If there's any panic, we're looking for your authentic nature. See what's blocking it. Is there any panic blocking it? Do you know who you are? Okay. So I can see several of you out there. And who, a couple of you have like little anvils sitting on your, if I look at the soul journey, is this spiraling light and it's got brilliant colors at the bottom, which I've been given information as to what they mean. Some people look like they've got kind of a veneer over it or a membrane over it or a trap over it. And that trap is based on some kind of reaction. And the reaction has given you some definition about who you are, but it's not who you are. So sometimes people will say, oh, I'm not artistic, or I don't dare to do this and that, but that's only reaction. Those are things that have been taught to you through trauma. So let's go back to calling up in your body mind the panic. Yeah, that's it. There's a number of you. I just feel like the panic, when I ask you to call it up, your little body gets into this little kind of a hard holding pattern down in the belly area. Somebody's even got a tummy ache from it. And somebody else's legs hurt. Isn't that interesting? So what happens in your body when I say, call up, I'm saying panic, it doesn't have to be. Call up something that's blocking your authenticity. Call up a reaction that's telling you you can't be a noble, amazing character. I'm looking at a whole bunch of you. You all have slightly different reactions, but it seems like there's this interesting holding pattern somewhere around the belly area. Somebody's particularly on the right, somebody's particularly on the left, of the male-female sides. Yeah. So let's exaggerate it. Just play with me here. Let's exaggerate it. Remember, we're going to make this shift, and the shift means we're kind of getting in touch with an empowerment that comes from within. It doesn't come from power over. It doesn't come from defense. So let's once again call up those limiting feelings and reactions in there. And let's ask for help from our magical healing team or our own guides and angels. And let's command total release of that right now. Now, you didn't all move inside, but several of you got some really amazing, bright, bubbling lights coming up. Wow. Yeah. How does that feel? Well, I'm sorry, I'm watching somebody here. Little dead air, huh? Bubbling dead air. So what do you think of that? These are just little techniques. Like, what if you say to yourself, gosh, I'm afraid of change. I heard somebody say that yesterday. Oh, I just don't like change. I like things to stay the same. I'm going, yeah, right. That's going to work. That's going to work these days. Oh, I'm glad you called. You just made a big change just as I was talking about it. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
Hi, it's Jaya.
Hi, Jaya. I was hoping you'd call tonight. How you doing?
You were?
Yeah.
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good. Are you changing?
Yes. curious to know what you see in my body.
You're not moving, are you?
I was thinking of asking you.
It's funny, I'm going...
I was going to change locations.
Yeah, you look like you're going to change locations, or you look like the decision is in the stew pot right now, like the possibility of changing locations is pretty high right now. And when you said, how's your body, I don't think you're sick or anything. You don't look it. Are you sick? I don't think so.
No, I'm not. But you were talking about blocks in the body, and I've had a lot of inflammation in my belly lately. It's gone away pretty much, but...
Oh, honey, you know what's funny? I was looking at your belly. Forgive me for being so intimate over the air on global radio, but in any case, what it looked like was that it was emptying out or something. And I went, oh. So I wasn't sure how to interpret that at first, but it seems like you're making, I used the word change just as you called in, and you are making a huge change at the subconscious level. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Something that you're doing is unhooking you from a huge, like a vat. I want to call it a vat, V as in Veronica, vat, V-A-T, because... it looks like where you have had a certain amount of emotional injury and belief, and I know you had some surgeries and so on, a lot of that looks like it's recently just emptied out and that you're way lighter inside. I never think of you as a heavy person.
Yeah, I feel lighter.
But yeah. And talk about change. You look like you've got, have you got a, I know you're teaching meditation now, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a large group? Okay, there's what there is a community draw for you to go somewhere.
I'm longing for community, and I was just hearing about a lovely community in Ecuador.
Whoa. Well, you got to stay on the internet then, right?
Huh?
I said, well, you'll have to stay on the internet then if you're going to go that far away. what I was going to say is it looks like it doesn't look huge. Let's talk about the community in Ecuador. I suspect you're not going to go quite that far.
I think you're right.
But it does look really rich. It looks very vibrant, and it looks like people from a number of different countries are there in the Ecuador group.
Yeah, that's
group.
What I heard, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. There's a lot of healing going on there. Is there? I get like writing, a lot of creative endeavors, and a lot of healing, a lot of consciousness.
Yeah. Dennis O'Leary, I think that physicist is there.
Dennis O'Leary of what?
The physicist, I think that's his name. Anyway, it sounds like a wonderful, vibrant, happy community.
Well, it's also rich in intellect as well as in metaphysics and spiritual stuff and consciousness,
mm-hmm.
which is sometimes mm-hmm. a pleasure, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to go? You could go visit, although I suspect you're not going to go there. I don't know why.
I'm actually pretty happy where I am, but but there's this great feeling of change, and that's what I was curious about.
Okay, well, if I were to be a psychic, I'd say that change would be not very far away, and there's like five people involved. And I think I've seen this for years, Jaya, but it seems like there are five people, and the goal is, I think, as much learning community as assuming community.
Uh-huh.
And there's each one has an outreach into larger communities. So it's not mm-hmm. like five people on a desert island. It's more like five representatives of a rather large, I mean, you just in TM alone, you represent a large community, large body of people, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like it comes up over the next few weeks. And
really?
It looks like it could come up very fast, and you can say no, although I doubt that you will. And it's not far, 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 but there's a little body of water near there, like a little lake or a big inlet from the ocean. I think it's more a lake, but it's not that far from an inlet from the ocean. And did your place on Maui's gone?
On the Big Island? No, it's not gone.
I forgot what had happened to that. I don't get the big pull to the Big Island anymore.
I don't feel the pull anymore, but I still own the property officially.
But it's been refinanced or something?
It's in foreclosure.
Oh, okay. Well, you might find a way to refinance it. But in any case, I don't get the pull to that. I get a pull to... It's more like this, and we're talking about being authentic, at least that's part of what we're talking about tonight, and it seems like the pull for you is so much more of fulfilling that dream of connection with people who are like-spirited, and how, you know, group radiance is something that I find is really fascinating and also really productive during these crazy, harried times, and it seems like that's one of the things you're going to be aiming for. And plus there's a lot of writing. Amongst this group seems like there's a lot of writing.
Hmm. And so it could be right here in the Monterey Bay area, huh?
Yes, sirree, it
California?
Could. Yep. It might be, this sounds funny, but you can tell me later what this meant, whether it was a metaphor or it was a map. I have a good friend who says when I give locations, I'm usually standing on my head as far as he can tell. But it looks like inland, only there's an inlet near and some water, you see?
Huh.
So it would be east in California, but not, like, over by Nevada.
Huh. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, I think it's going to be very nice for you. It looks like it's really, really a possibility of gauge. Yeah, it's an evolutionary thing, which appeals to you a great deal.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, it's really nice to hear your voice.
Yes, we missed you at Dowser's.
I know, I missed seeing you all. Sometimes it just doesn't work that way, does it?
Yeah, yeah.
We're busy dowsing up here, I guess. Was it a wonderful event? Did you see all kinds of exciting
things? Well, I actually didn't go to the talks. I just went up and tuned in. And it's a great group of people.
They're just very loving. Yeah, talk about a group radiance. They're pretty good at that, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
And like I want to say to everybody, it's like the shift is up to each one of us, and those people at the Dowsers, as far as I know, seem to be consciously aligned with the higher, with always getting higher frequencies, right?
They are. They're very wise, enlightened people with lots of magical skills. And
yeah, they really do. They made me go back into pendling with my tea bag. I interviewed a bunch of them for Paradigm Shifters, so I ended up pendling with my tea bag again. I hope that's not sacrilege. It works, you know.
Doesn't matter.
I better go, Jaya, and I'm awfully glad to speak with you. Take care.
Yes. Thank you, Veronica.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So that was interesting, because there's a wonderful paradigm shifter there, Jaya, who's been going through many, many levels of personal consciousness, including some health issues and so on. It's been interesting to see a lot of you actually stepping through change in these last years or the years that I've known you. So call in with what's going on in your life, and let's see how you're dealing with becoming more authentic during this time of the shift. Because remember, like when I look at the people we brought into the Galactic Healing Center who were holding on to the economic, the oligarchy is what my guides like to call it. There was a lot of I kept talking about black ropes, but it's interesting to me because we're talking about being authentic. And sometimes when we're really wanting to hold on to something and be, in quotes, secure, or most of us are trying to get beyond this, but to be more powerful so you can be the one that's more powerful over others and so on, there is a darkening in the frequencies. And there's we have such an ability to unfold and to radiate at various levels, and yet we just don't know how to get in touch with the release it takes for our amazing potential to take over. Because actually radiating at a higher and higher level is really walking in kind of in cahoots with the universe and with the earth and with the water, isn't it? It's a really big, it's a much easier gift than going black with restraint, with control. You know, so we just need to keep healing as a species. And the shift requires us people letting go. And there's an awful lot of revelation going on. There's a lot of deception out there that we're beginning to see more and more and more. So I guess we're en route to being able to release all that. Gee, I wonder if it'll happen. I guess it's up to you and me. All right, let's keep going on this authentic conversation. And I'm taking a look around at people. Okay, some people we'll talk about coming from the heart. I bet you've noticed that. That's a really big deal. But it's so interesting because your heart chakra is about courage, inspiration. I simplify it and go flights of fancy, unconditional love. Now, there's a song that goes, I want to know what love is. I know you all know that, right? And it's a song that always runs in the back of my head because love is a very bandied about word. And to be really, really authentic, we need to kind of go in there and really roam around in what our love really is. And I'm looking at several people. These ones are all women, so I'm going to check out and take a look at some men, too. That one woman is very philosophical. She's older. She's a very philosophical woman. and really talks a lot about love and love being a sustaining thing. But around her chest, around her heart, she has this huge membrane. I call them membranes. They're like, you know, the skin on hot milk or something. They're like a veneer or a container for a certain aspect of your thinking, feeling, knowing something. And hers looks like it's a surface tension. You know, water kind of bulges over the top, and it's the surface tension, and then it will spill. So her heart is contained in this amazing kind of veneer, and I'm going, she is performing love for many people. But deep inside, I'm watching you, my friend, and I'm seeing that you're not free in love yourself. I wonder how many of us really are. And I'm watching this feeling in her of being able to do love for other people, to know that love is a real goal and all of that. But because of life experiences, she's got this kind of block or this... So when we're talking about radiance by design, it's as if she doesn't radiate that feeling of love the way she might want to, because deep in her heart, that's what she really wants more than anything. But the thing about being authentic, she hasn't actually learned to love herself in such a way as that would just radiate out. See what I mean? Loving ourselves isn't a narcissistic thing. It's actually narcissistic, probably, and I don't know if this is true, but I'm thinking it's probably more narcissistic to be intensely defensive. Now, she's not intensely defensive. She's just carefully packaged deep within herself so as not to be arrogant, so as not to be selfish, probably, and not to be too vulnerable. Doesn't matter. I'm not trying to judge her. I'm just saying, why don't each of you take a minute or two and drop inside your body and ask to feel, and the guides will help you with this. They always do. Ask to feel what love is to you. Ask to feel love. And some of you just go, whoop, and you're just right there with it. But a lot of the people listening to this show or around the people that are listening to this show are really, really stiff or defended when it comes to love. Some of your arms are feeling really weird. So drop into your body and ask your body to reveal to you what you're doing with love. Because we're going to see if we can change that. Wouldn't it be nice if here we are on global radio and we can make a shift in love around the world? I'm up for that. Are you? Let's do it. Or let's begin our practice anyway. So drop into your body again. Now exaggerate whatever you feel is your love statement. Exaggerate it. And some of you will be able to recognize that there's a lot of like grief in there. I mean, you're not a human being if you haven't had some grief. Some of us are born with it, right? Okay, now just exaggerate where it is in your body. That's it. Now wrap yourselves in light, because it just gets confusing when you take one another's on. And remember, you can take on somebody who's in Africa when you're down in Texas pretty easily. All you have to do is emphasize, because there's no time and space when you get into the energy field. So once more, let's drop in and feel what love is to you. There you are. And feel all the ways that you defend yourself against love, or you prevent just your straight-up love from moving through you. Feel it. Okay, let's ask for help from our guides and angels. Good. And let's command total release of that defense now. Total release. Total release. And now we're going to get you to swish yourself out. I like to call them light gargles. These amazing golden spiraling lights, and bring them in through the top of your head, or you can bring them up to the soles of your feet and swish them back and forth through your body. And let the pieces that you're discarding move and break through. You know, it's funny, that was really good. Some of you just shifted like that. But I'm watching someone who's very afraid. How many of you are afraid of love? This is man, and he's a lot older, and he's very afraid. Yeah, we don't have to say why. It's habitual, reactive, the way we've got our power stance on the planet. Yeah. Yeah, so I want you to bring up all the fear of love in your body, mind. We'll do this one fast because it could get us all miserable. Okay, now let's ask for help because, you know what, you're surrounded by all kinds of etheric beings and other people who are longing to radiate love. So let's feel that fear of love, and especially this one fellow I'm talking to, the older fellow. Yeah, there's more than one of you out there, but I'm picking on one right now. And then we're just going to flush golden light through, because the color of love, as far as I can figure out, is a gold color. And we're just going to flush the light through and then ask for help from your guides and angels, and we command total release of the fear now. Sometimes I like to feel these things clattering on the floor, clunkety clunk, clunk, clunk. Okay, that's way better. And now let's call in some love from the universe, and I'm going to talk about my next Paradigm Shifter show. Let's call in the love from the universe. If you really have a doubt, call it in and ask to feel the love. Ask to feel the love. What happens in your body when you do? Okay, most of you are getting quite a bit. Feel the love. What color is it? And exaggerate it. Okay, and exaggerate. We don't want to command total release. Just take some and pass them on. I think that's a really important exercise to do. I don't know if you actually felt anything, and you have time to call in. We have time for probably one more caller, maybe two, if you're fast. But to call up, here we want to make the shift, call up how love is in your heart, in your body at this point, and ask for help as you move it. Because the more and more you do that, the more you'll find out. Well, at least my guides have said for years, that they're just learning about love where they are, too, because it's an infinite, expansive process. And the thing that's really interesting about it is that as you clear the blocks to it, your radiance picks up speed, and it's actually your radiance that becomes your protection. So we often keep our love behind defensive little platelets and so on, but the reality is that it can embarrass you if you don't look tough enough and cold enough, you know, to be the leader of the club. But, you know, it really is. The more we can be really loving, the more protected we are. And that's hilarious, isn't it? Seems like it would be the other way around. So now I'm going to talk about paradigm shifters. All of you are paradigm shifters. Those are people who are making a difference at this time in the shift or the time of the big changes in our collective. But remember, sometimes it's like if you're at the bottom of the ocean, you got to kick your feet to go up higher, don't you? You have to do a little bit of kicking to really make the shift permeate our whole body, mind. And I think a lot of you know about Lynn McTaggart. She's written a bunch of books starting with The Intention Experiment and The Field, and the current one is The Bond. And her thing that's really relevant to all we're talking about, she talks a lot about how we have, you know, you're authentic. When you're authentic and I'm authentic, we're our own print, aren't we? But actually, we have deep undercurrent bonds. Let's refer back to the oneness movement, which is as old as recorded history, but it's really pumping through the field these days, isn't it? And her research, she's done research through labs around the world. She's a reporter. And in the research she's done, she's found that we have tremendous oneness bonding amongst one another. You know, we have the ability to be in a kind of a, an energetic sea, if you will, that we're all part of. It's really amazing. So she talks a lot about the difficulties in our separation and our individuality and all these different things that we've been struggling with. And during the shift, these things are changing. But she also says you have to do something to make the change. And one of the things she recommends in The Bond is different styles of doing community cohesive work. She says with the breakdown, the what I was calling the Book of Revelations, the breakdown in trust in economic situations and corporations and politics and stock markets, and you name it, there's a really flagrant breakdown in any areas of trust. Real estate, aren't there? Environmental issues, name it. So she's talking about one of the greatest gifts that we've got during this time is kind of a rising heart, a rising awareness of our bonding, of how we are together. And she talks a lot about how there's going to be the emergence of small communities. She even talks about over in Japan, for example, people, I think it's Japan, in any case, she's talking about areas of the world where people are setting up, neighborhoods are setting up their own banking system because you can't trust the banks. So her book, The Bond, is a really interesting book, and in the back of it, there's all kinds of exercises, ways in which you can shift out of this supposedly independent, kind of corporate-led, you know, environment that we're kind of tearing our hair about and move into environments of mutual support and more like an extended family kind of situation with some very practical tools for sustainability, whether it's on money or heart or whatever. Anyway, she's our interviewee next week, Hot Diggity. She'll be on Paradigm Shifters at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night, 8 o'clock West Coast time. I think you're going to enjoy that. And she's giving a workshop up in Whistler on the following Tuesday, which we're going to enjoy. So stay tuned or tune in. Thank you so much for your call tonight, Miss Jaya. And I don't know why the rest of you aren't calling, because I see several of you have been thinking about it. I know that, but you can send me an email. Stay tuned at the top of the hour. Jackie Salvitti is doing her show. I forget what it was she's talking. Oh, she's talking about releasing the lineage. She says that with her clientele, a lot of people are feeling kind of thwarted in their attempt to move beyond where they are now because of their lineage. That's your inherited stuff, your DNA and all that kind of thing. So she's going to do a lot of answering questions that have been sent in. If you have a question of Jackie and her team, her wonderful team, you can email me, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com, no H in Entwistle, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. And if you have any feedback about this show or about Paradigm Shifters or guest suggestions, or if you'd like a session with me and my guides and angels, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. That's three times I said it. That's probably enough. Let's all take a deep breath and send blessings out to one another. Thank you so much for listening. Good night.